Let's get to John Woods. John is our guest for the next segment. He is the Asia Pacific CIO at Credit Suisse, and he happens to be in our studio in Hong Kong. John, it's always a pleasure. Got to talk about this pivot on the part of authorities in China to kind of change the narrative when it comes to the zero COVID policy. And the price action has been stunning. Is this necessarily people now betting on a recovery? Or is it nothing more than short covering and that we've got a really, really tough road ahead for China?
I think a little bit of both. I think the way that you phrased the question was correct. The narrative absolutely has changed, particularly among investors. But on the ground, I'm not convinced the reality has substantially changed. I mean, I can share with you, for example, anecdotally, that Credit Suisse office in Beijing is running at about 10% occupancy. There's no meaningful sign yet of a reopening commensurate with the sharp rally that we've seen, for example, in the A-share and even the MSCI China index. There's a lot of hope and expectation certainly built into this large rally. Perhaps the market's looking forward 6 months, 9 months, possibly even 12 months. But for now, we see reasonably restricted operating conditions on the ground in China. That will clearly impact essentially growth outlook, corporate revenues. Sure. And so my sense is the market's got a little ahead of itself on this occasion.
Well, John, can you be a little more specific? Because you say that it hasn't started to really reopen on maybe 10% of your staff in the office. Is that because they don't want to go back to work? Is that because they're afraid they'll get harassed by Chinese authorities and it's not clear how much they can move around? Is it going to take time for the expectations to change?
Well, this occupancy rate is deemed appropriate by our internal management, but it's not just the CS office. Actually, pretty much every other office in the region has a similar occupancy rate. So this is just consistent right now with the levels and practice of COVID restriction. What I'm trying to say is that the market has priced in a substantially more aggressive and optimistic outlook, which is not yet reflected in the ground. I think the market has got ahead of itself. By the way, that's also consistent with a lot of cross-asset global trends as well. We've seen meaningful decline in the US dollar index and a substantial increase in risk appetite in developed markets. So actually, China's rally is pretty much consistent with a risk on momentum globally. But I have a feeling, given conditions on the ground, we've somewhat got ahead of ourselves.
One of the things we've also been talking about the news today, you know, Apple was at a semiconductor manufacturing facility that's being constructed in Arizona. TSMC is really driving this. Are you concerned about the degree to which Western businesses that have set up production facilities in China may begin to say, you know what, we just have very little faith in the government now. We don't know where they stand. Some of the responses to extreme conditions like COVID are draconian, and we have to rethink our strategy.
I think that is going to become a secular trend over the next 5, 10, and potentially longer year timeframe. I think companies require consistency, reliability, and the ability from a supply chain logistic perspective to deliver goods when they say they will. And when there are factors that are unavoidable or difficult to manage, then of course that puts that consistency at risk. And so what we are seeing is a focus on supply chain security, I think more from a delivery perspective, which is encouraging reshoring, offshoring, companies moving, particularly around the Southeast Asia region. I suspect that Vietnam is a major beneficiary of that. But when you also incorporate just the substantial rise in costs, particularly on the coastal periphery in China, what may interest you is that a large part of that offshoring is actually driven by Chinese companies. Chinese companies are actually major investors, for example, in Vietnam, simply because labor costs are cheaper, and therefore the manufacturing site becomes a little more productive and profitable. So actually, there's a complexity to this discussion. But to answer your question, absolutely, I would anticipate more and more companies now reshoring, relocating from China, as much to do with the ability to deliver as committed, but also to do with costs as well.
A lot of bullishness now on Asia as a place to invest, given the uncertainties and limitations in for investing in U.S. stocks and bonds. China's growth, how quickly does it rebound, or is it is it going to continue to lag? The latest China Beige Book from Leland Miller for the month of November showed just downturns across the board, every indicator, every industry.
That's, I think, consistent also with our view as well. We have the trade data out for China shortly. I would expect to see actually quite a meaningful contraction in the trade balance, which clearly is a negative from a growth perspective, because most growth forecasts do factor in and anticipate something of a boost from the external account. But if we do start to see some reopening in China at the margin, I would anticipate import demand to improve. And at the same time, as we see growth slowing down and goods demand decelerating in the West, you would get that sort of double whammy effect on the trade balance, and we would anticipate it to diminish. In terms of growth, we expect China will grow around 3% this year, which is an extraordinarily low growth target. That will accelerate somewhat to around 4.5% next year, but that's as much to do with the base effect, I think, than anything else. China clearly is on a substantially lower growth trajectory than it was five years ago, and that I think and reflects this services and consumption driven growth focus initiative that the government is promoting. And if there is to be some sort of boost to that, it'll have to come, I think, from the property sector. It'll be the property sector and perhaps more conducive and supportive policies by the authorities to promote that side of the business. That will be the main key to the growth outlook.
John, thank you so much. It's ironic that the property sector, which helped tear the economy down last year, could help lead it ahead. John Woodge, Asia Pacific CEO at Credit Suisse, thank you for joining us. This is Daybreak Asia. This is Bloomberg.